now we're going to update a list that we first compiled a few weeks ago on January 24th after a school shooting in Benton, Kentucky.
That was the 11th shooting on school property in the U.S. this year. Yesterday's shooting in Florida was the 18th.
Let's work backwards. On February 8th in the Bronx, a shot was fired inside a high school. No one was injured.
On February 5th, two shootings. One, a student was shot in the parking lot at Oxon Hill High School in Maryland.
That victim, said to be a male in 11th grade, then ran into the school for help before collapsing.
He survived.
That same day at a special education center in Minnesota, a third grader pulled the trigger on a police officer's gun. No one was injured.
On February 1st in Los Angeles.
Terrifying moments inside a California middle school. Students under lockdown. A 12-year-old girl with a gun.
That girl brought a gun to school and it accidentally went off when she dropped her backpack. Two students were shot.
On January 31st, gunshots outside a high school in Philadelphia. A 32-year-old man died.
January 26th, shots were fired in a high school parking lot in Dearborn, Michigan. No one was injured.
The day before that, in Mobile, Alabama, a high school student fired a gun at school. No one was injured.
January 23rd, that shooting at Marshall County High in Benton, Kentucky.
We could hear all the teachers screaming. I think someone got shot in the chest and they kept yelling, put some pressure on it.
Two students died. 16 others were wounded.
The list keeps going. On January 22nd at a high school in Texas, a girl was shot by another student.
A firefighter who came to the victim's aid here told me tonight she just kept repeating, don't let me die.
She's recovering.
That same afternoon, another shooting in the parking lot of a New Orleans charter school. One student was injured.
On January 20th, a student was shot on the campus of Wake Forest University in North Carolina. He died.
January 15th in Texas, a bullet was fired into a college dorm room. Three students were inside. No one was hurt.
And January 10th, three shootings in three states. First, a suicide at Coronado Elementary School in Arizona.
The school called to report an active shooter around 9 in the morning. When deputies arrived, they found a 14-year-old boy shot dead inside a bathroom.
And at Grayson College in Texas, a student fired a gun by accident. No one was hit.
Then that evening,
breaking news, shots fired on the campus of Cal State San Bernardino.
No one was injured.
And January 4th, two shots were fired into a Seattle high school. No one injured.
That same day in Michigan, a man shot and killed himself in the parking lot of an empty elementary school.
18 shootings on school property. We are 46 days into 2018.